It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And I'm delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast. And today we're talking about persistence. We're talking about not giving up, but digging in, finding something within ourselves to keep going, to take another step to accomplish our dreams and our goals. Are you involved in a business that you're thinking of closing? You have no idea how many businesses have been struggling or just getting by. And then all of a sudden, something snapped, something changed, vibrational energy shifted. And that's really the key, bringing about that vibrational energy shift. And when that happens, all of a sudden, a business that was struggling before becomes, well, it becomes very successful, and it makes a lot of money, and everybody's happy. Let's take a look at Facebook, for example. It wasn't a big business always. It was a small, fledgling business. But through persistence, and because there was enough feedback, and that's really all you need. You need a little bit of feedback that tells you, yes, people like what I'm doing. Not everybody. It hasn't caught on yet, but people like what I'm doing. And you keep going. You take another step. You know, I think about the famous locker room story where the coach is mid-season and the team is not doing so well, you know. And he says to the players on the team during a halftime break, he says, you know, he said, did Babe Ruth ever give up? And everybody yelled back, no. Did Michael Jordan ever quit? No. Then he yells out even louder, what about, you know, the Wright brothers? What about George Washington when his army literally turned away from him and ran? Did he give up? The team yelled out, hell no! What about Larry Felvarg? Did he ever give up? No! And everybody's just pumped up. They're fired up. And then all of a sudden, one of the players says, hey, wait a minute, coach. Who is Larry Felvarg? And the coach says, well, you know, he gave up. That's why no one knows who he is. You know, when you give up, you sell yourself out. I'm here to tell you, honestly, that you have great ideas. You are valuable. And the most powerful tool that you can develop in yourself is persistence. Let me tell you why persistence is so powerful as it relates to the law of attraction. We know that likes attract likes. And we know that when our vibration is ready, we will attract that which we're putting out. Well, sometimes, most of the time, through persistence, our vibration is developed. It is raised. It is tuned in to what it is we're trying to manifest in our lives. Say you're trying to raise money for your business. You know, you get turned down a few places and you get some successes and you get turned down and you say, well, I don't know if this is working. Of course it's working, because eventually you're going to get more successes than you get turned downs. And that's going to continue to grow. I don't know what the tipping point is, but there is a tipping point. And that's, you know, I tell that with relationships. And you hear me talk about solving and bringing back together people who have been separated an awful lot on this podcast, because we do a lot of it. But here's the deal. Relationships relate to every other aspect of our life. So an example that I give you about a relationship can relate to your sales career, can relate to your business career, can relate to your stock market business. It can relate to any other area of your life. And I tell people that have been separated for a while, they say, well, I just want him to come home. Well, it doesn't work that way. Perhaps you can share a cup of coffee together. Perhaps you can spend a little time together walking through a park. Perhaps you can begin texting each other throughout the day. And as you continue to do that, little by little, more and more and more, you reach a tipping point. And that tipping point is very, very important, because when you reach that tipping point, all of a sudden he's moving back home and the marriage is saved or the relationship is saved. And it's the same thing with sales. You're doing $30,000 a month in sales. You're doing $40,000 a month in sales. But all of a sudden, when you hit $60,000 a month in sales, you reach a tipping point, and now it's easy to do $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, $120,000 a month in sales. You've reached a point where everything starts to tip in a different direction. Before, it was like climbing uphill all the time. Now, it's like driving downhill. It's a tipping point. Some of you are in multi-level marketing, and in the beginning, it's a bitch, because you have to bring people in. You have to talk to friends and relatives. You got to get them excited and motivated. Bring them over for a party or something of that nature. Take them to a training session. And all of a sudden, you have 15 people. You have 16. Then you've got 22. And at 22 people, some of them aren't producing, some are producing. But at 22 or 23 people, you hit a tipping point, and all of a sudden it takes on a life of its own, and it just starts to grow. If you give up too soon, you do not reap the reward, because the universe is looking at the dominating thought in your mind. And when you're fighting a battle, when you're walking through the swamp, when you're walking uphill because you desire to accomplish something, because you desire to start a business or be successful in the stock market or form a multi-level marketing company or save your relationship, when you are walking uphill and all of a sudden you reach the summit, you've hit the tipping point and everything else begins to flow. And you start walking downhill. And life becomes very, very sweet. You know, some of the people that I've talked to that have been successful enough to make $1 million in their life say that the first million took them 20 years. The second million took them 2. And the third million, it just comes like this. See, it comes fast. Why? Because they set up the vibration the first 20 years. They got their mind into the right vibratory state. And then the second million came fast, but after that, now they have crossed the line. They're past the tipping point, and everything starts flowing for them. You've got to let the universe know that you are persistent, that you will not give up. It's that simple. Think about this. Dr. Seuss. I love Dr. Seuss. He was cool. Well, his first children's book was rejected by over 23 publishers. Remember I told you earlier that the tipping point for a lot of things seems to be around 22 to 24? Well, with him, it was 23. 23 publishers said no. How many of you, if you had a book and you got turned down by 5 publishers, would keep going? A lot of you would give up. But there's money waiting for you. There's love waiting for you. There's success waiting for you. There's happiness waiting for you. There's a feeling of accomplishment waiting for you if you take another step or two, if you keep going. Focus on one step at a time. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team, but arguably became the greatest basketball player of all times. You know, he didn't give up. His coach told him, "You know, I'll consider you for the team next year if this year you will come in at 6 o'clock, I open the gym at 6, and shoot baskets and practice. If you'll practice this year, guess what? You're on the team next year." And every day that school was in session, Michael was there at 6 o'clock shooting baskets. That's how you become great. Persistence, action, power, goals, determination, fire. Henry Ford failed and went broke 5 times before he finally succeeded. 5 times! You know, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 4-term president of the United States, not 2 terms, 4 terms, was struck down by polio. But he never quit. He never gave up. Adam Clark labored 40 years writing his commentary on the Holy Scriptures. He could have given up. He could have said, "Wow, I thought I'd get this thing done in a week or two." But he labored 40 years. The University of Bern rejected Albert Einstein's PhD dissertation, saying it was irrelevant and fanciful. Albert Einstein rejected. Did Einstein give up? Hell no. Are you giving up? Hell no. You're going forward. You're taking another step in the direction of your dreams, whatever they may be. You will not give up because you're too strong, because your desires are too great. The stories go on and on. How about Walt Disney, who filed bankruptcy 2 times in his life before he hit it big? How about Thomas Edison, who said, "You know, I found 9,999 ways not to make a light bulb." I'm telling you that the love you want is a few more steps in the direction of your dreams. I am telling you, and I'm absolutely certain, that the love you want, the money you want, the health you need is a few more steps in the direction of your dreams. Keep moving. Keep fired up. Take action. Now, one action you can take. I want to invite you to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions. We're putting new articles on the site every day. As we speak, we're doing it. And we want to empower you. But I'd like you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. You deserve to have the love you want, the money you desire, the health you need. You deserve to have it all. Say, it's okay to want it all. It's okay to desire it all. I can have it all. There's nothing wrong with that. You've been taught that you can't have it all. It's wrong to have it all. What are you, greedy? I'm greedy for happiness. Happiness is good. You can have it all. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We call it miracle mentoring because it's like no other coaching available anywhere by anybody. We bring the knowledge of the ancient mysteries with the modern technologies together. We marry them together into a unique way of opening your mind to your unlimited potential and attracting what you want. Don't wait. And if you need help now, send us a letter. Fill out the application. It's free. There's no obligation. No salesman will call. You know, just do it, okay? Let's get started. Thank you so much for listening. You have been a great audience. You didn't make too much noise, and we appreciate it. And, you know, we also love the fact that you share our podcasts on Facebook. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Pay it forward. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.